I began to run through my pre-game ritual, stretching, cracking my knuckles, rolling my head and neck left and right. "Christ, will you get on with it?" H said. "The suspense is killing me here." "Quiet," Shoto said. "Give the man some room to breathe, will you?" Everyone remained silent while I finished psyching myself up. "Here goes nothing," I said. Then I hit the flashing player one button. Tempest used old-school vector graphics, so the game's images were created from glowing neon lines drawn against a pitch-black screen. You're given a top-down view of a three-dimensional tunnel, and you use a spinning rotary dial to control a shooter that travels around the rim of the tunnel. The object of the game is to shoot the enemies crawling up out of the tunnel toward you while dodging their fire and avoiding other obstacles. As you proceed from one level to the next, the tunnels take on gradually more complex geometric shapes, and the number of enemies and obstacles crawling up toward you multiplies drastically. Halliday had put this Tempest machine on tournament settings, so I couldn't start the game any higher than level 9. It took me about 15 minutes to get my score up above 180,000, and I lost 2 lives in the process. I was even rustier than I thought. When my score hit 189,412, I intentionally impaled my shooter on a spike, using up my last remaining life. The game prompted me to enter my initials, and I nervously tapped them in, W-O-W. When I finished, the game's credit counter jumped from 0 up to 40. The sound of my friends' wild cheers filled my ears, nearly giving me a heart attack. "Artemis, you're a genius," I said once the noise died down. "I know." I tapped the player one button again and began a second game, now focused on beating Halliday's high score. I still felt anxious, but considerably less so. If I didn't manage to get the high score this time, I had 39 more chances. During a break between waves, Artemis spoke up. "So, your initials are WOW? What does the O stand for?" "Obtuse," I said. She laughed. "No, seriously. Owen." "Owen," she repeated. "Wade Owen Watts. That's nice." Then she fell silent again as the next wave began. I finished my second game a few minutes later with a score of 219,584. Not horrible, but a far cry from my goal. "Not bad," H said. "Yeah, but not that good either," Shoto observed. Then he seemed to remember that I could hear him. "I mean, much better, Parzival. You're doing great." "Thanks for the vote of confidence, Shoto." "Hey, check this out," Artemis said, reading from her journal. "The creator of Tempest, Dave Thurer, originally got the idea for the game from a nightmare he had about monsters crawling up out of a hole in the ground and chasing after him." She laughed her little musical laugh, which I hadn't heard in so long. "Isn't that cool, Z?" she said. "That is cool," I replied. Somehow, just hearing her voice set me at ease. I think she knew this, and that was why she kept talking to me. I felt re-energized. I hit the player one button again and began my third game. They all watched me play in complete silence. Nearly an hour later, I lost my last man. My final score was 437,977. As soon as the game ended, H's voice cut in. "Bad news, amigo," she said. "What?" "We were right. When the cataclysm went off, the Sixers had a group of avatars in reserve, waiting just outside the sector. Right after the detonation, they re-entered the sector and headed straight for Thonia. They..." Her voice trailed off. "They what?" "They just entered the gate about 5 minutes ago," Artemis answered. "The gate closed after you went in, but when the Sixers arrived, they used 3 of their own keys to reopen it."
"You mean the Sixers are already inside the gate? Right now?"
18 of them," H said. "When they stepped through the gate, each one entered a standalone simulation, a separate instance of the gate.